You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh man, Corey Majors.
That's true.
And of course, the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How the heck we doing today?
Well, today is a Wednesday, Kevin, which means it's the middle of the week, referred often as hump day, if you will. And I'm cruising to the weekend. I've started the cruise to the weekend. Not like put it in cruise control.
Right.
But this is where you start zeroing in on what you got going on this weekend. I got a lot going on. Got a fantasy draft at Jake's going on this weekend. So that's one thing. It's awesome, dude. I'm so excited to be on their patio and just hanging out and doing that. So it's gonna be fun, man. And everybody out there that's looking for a place, Jake's is the place.
Alec, is Tuesday the worst day? Now, I know this could be dependent on what your actual work schedule is, but hear me out.
It's the second day.
Let's say you work Monday through Friday. Monday, you sometimes get a holiday, and you might still be resonating off of that weekend buzz, where Corey's right about Wednesday. You're like, I'm at least almost halfway there, again, if you work the Monday through Friday parameters, whereas Tuesday, it's not going to be a holiday, and you're not right there to halfway through the work week. Tuesday feels like the worst day. Of course, keeping in mind, depending on what your actual work schedule is.
Tuesday's pretty pointless, if you ask me. Mm. Like, what's its deal? There's nothing going on outside of what? Maybe a Taco Tuesday, if that's
tacos,
even allowed. Yeah. I don't know if LeBron owns that or not.
There was Tank Top Tuesday, but...
See? Yeah. Like, my Tuesdays used to have purpose for what? Like, maybe 4 weeks, Corey? And now that we've put that on the back burner until next year,
yeah.
My Tuesdays have no purpose other than doing 4 hours of radio, and then I'm like, huh, we're not even close to the weekend. Well, that's
and the
all
weekend's really what it's all about. You know, yeah, Monday's a recovery from the weekend. Friday is basically the weekend, and then Thursday, it's the third day, you know, so that's always cool.
Man, there was a time at A&M where I had a semester where I had no classes on Friday.
Genius.
And Thursday was awesome because it felt like a bonus weekend night.
Yep. Yes, I remember that. And that's what I've told Avery as he's getting ready for college. I'm like, look, dude, you don't have to fill your day with classes, right?
Like
you can spread it out. You don't have to go every day. And he's like, what? Yeah, it's blowing his mind that college is so much better than high school.
From the 940, I hate Thursdays because I always felt like my week should have been over, but I have another day. Man, that is the best anti-Thursday argument I have ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Well done from the 940. Now, unfortunately, as has frequently been the case this year, we're killing a little bit of time before we have to get to the inevitable. Go ahead and play me cut number three, because Corey, you said you were one loss away, and unsurprisingly, guess what? The Rangers lost last night.
And that ball hit high into the air, deep right field. Osuna going back. He turns to look. It's gone. What a poke deep into the Kansas City bullpen for Yastrzemski. His second home run in as many games, giving 13 on the year, and we're tied at two.
Did he mention the poke just now?
He said, what a poke.
Oh, okay.
I believe.
Kevin,
is it over?
I got a text from my friend yesterday, and he was like, I just feel so bad for Boach. Like this, we were saying this as we were leaving the show yesterday to G-Bag. He's got the lineup. His job, what is his job? To try and motivate them, to try and, you know, kickstart them, try and find the right lineup, try and find the right moments. And everything he's tried this year, these guys just cannot seem to put runs together to win games. And it's so poor. It's so poor. And it's almost impossible to watch. And that's where I am right now, is I can't watch a group that looks like they're just waiting for a moment to be let down and to let themselves down. And that's what I feel out of this bunch.
You know, yesterday's game felt like it encapsulated every issue that you've had this season all into one, right?
You needed more Jock Peterson home runs.
Yes. Look, at this point, I'll take more home runs from literally anybody on this roster. But think about it. You have an early lead due to outstanding starting pitching. Check. But you don't have a good enough offense to really make it a sizable lead. Check.
Yep.
So eventually your bullpen comes in, and guess what?
Check.
They're not going to be able to hold the lead.
Oh.
Check. And then four, you still don't have enough offense, certainly, to make a comeback, which equals a loss. Check, 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 check.
You know, Evan Grant tweeted out something yesterday, and it was to the effect of, but still, the offense is exhausting every other aspect of the team.
I agree.
Like the defense, no matter how good the defense is, they have to be perfect.
Yes.
And while you attempt to be perfect, the defense and pitching have to be, because the offense can't be productive. And they are so far from perfect. They are, Kevin, if you will, imperfect.
Mm.
That means not perfect.
True.
But so, and that's been the strain all season long. We talk about the innings, the pitchers. Like Merrill Kelly was pretty good last night until the cramps. You know, like these things.
Jock Peterson hit the home run, like you said.
We talk about all these
so did Seager.
Things that have been so amazing, but every time a pitcher goes to the mound, Kevin, it's high leverage. Every pitcher that steps on the mound is in a high leverage situation.
Agreed.
And it feels like that's just something you can't work 162 games like that.
So I thought a lot about what you said yesterday and what the potential loss would mean. I put this together. I don't know if this will encourage or maybe discourage you. Rangers right now are 62 and 65. Okay. It feels reasonable to think you're going to need to go at least 86 and 76.
Okay.
To make a wild card spot. That means you need to go 24 and 11 the rest of the way. I'm going to do the positive real quick.
Are you trying to get me there?
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No.
What? Are you trying to get no? Are you trying to bring Kevin? I tweeted out the white flag yesterday. It's the cartoon from Bugs Bunny with the white flag. I tweeted it out. That's official.
Okay.
You're trying to make me flip flop here?
I'm not
a flip flop.
I'm going to present possibility versus reality. All right. That means, Alec, he would need to go 24-11 the rest of the way. We can all agree, at least in theory, that is a conceivable record. Okay, it's not like you have to go, you know, like 29-6 or something. Like, you could see a team going 24-11. Here's the tough part.
The schedule?
I went back. You know what? It's not even the teams on the schedule. I went through the entire Rangers schedule. The best baseball I could find that they've played all season was June 24th to July 7th when they went 18-9.
Oh yeah.
Which would not be good enough if you factor that out.
Crap.
And so I even took it further to when they were still solid in the stretch.
So at no point this season
have they gone
24-11.
That is correct.
Oh, crap.
The best run they've had is that 18-9 run. If you want to expand it out closer to the beginning of June, they were 27-15. But you're correct when you talk about the white flag. At no point this season have the Texas Rangers played that good of a baseball for that amount of time.
Not even July.
Nope.
Oh, man. Kevin, that's sad. The rest of their schedule's not easy. Like, you'd like to think you can beat Cleveland, but
sure.
I don't think you can. And like, I don't know if you can win a series. The A's aren't great. Diamondbacks, you just got beat by.
Right.
Houston, you got to play twice down the stretch here, and they're vying for something. Milwaukee, are they ever going to lose a baseball game for the rest of their lives? Probably not.
I'd say probably yes.
I don't know.
But this will be the fourth straight series that the Rangers do not win. Now, I realize you could still split the series, and Lord knows you need that.
Coming out of the break, all you talked about was, well, all right, let's win series.
We have to win every series, and this is now the fourth straight series that you have not won.
They feel like, you know, they feel like whenever you were in, you pushed off your assignment until the last night of the assignment, and you're like, I can get this done.
Yeah.
And that's what they feel like is, I keep going, all right, if I just shrink it, because you keep giving me different. We were at 42-20 at one point. Now we're at 24-11. And you know what? Okay, now we're at 18. And I feel like I keep going. You're trying to draw me back into this thing.
No, I'm really not. Because you're going to squeeze it down to, you're going to need to go 15-1 in the last 16 games. Like, that's where we're going to get to, right? To go along with your analogy, that is absolutely who the Rangers are. But this is the pre-internet era, and they thought they were going to write the paper overnight, except the book they wanted, they forgot to get at the library. Like, that's what this Rangers team is.
That's a really
they're good. Ready to write the paper in the pre-internet era, but they didn't get the book they needed from the library.
That's actually
so, like, what time is the library open? That's what you're trying to find out, and you're like, can I write my paper from 6 a.m to 9 a.m I don't know. Probably not.
And so what is there left to do then here? Just finish out the schedule. This isn't a team that gets fired up.
Okay.
These aren't guys that get all, something's going to happen. The Houston Astros are going to have to spit on them.
Right.
That's like that's
probably
gonna,
literally.
Like, that's really, that might have to happen to fire these guys back up, because they aren't the kind of guys that do that for whatever reason. And they don't. I don't even know what personality they have in that clubhouse that is.
And so it's kind of a Cowboys-esque situation where they're not good, but they're not as bad as you need them to be to totally give up, right? So, like, we just went through it. I think mathematically it's been proven it is highly unlikely that the Rangers make the playoffs. But on the flip side, it's not impossible. I think you got like an 8% chance. If they were 52-75, then you could be like, okay, the hell with it. Osuna starts and plays every single day. Rocker is back out there pitching in the rotation. You stick with Leiter. Like, you just push all of these young pieces up. But unfortunately, Sebastian, like I said,
Walcott.
Yes. Well, Seager. Okay. I don't know if I'm going to go
Move
that
Seager
far.
Seager to first and Sebastian Walcott to short.
I don't know if I'm going to go that
oh,
far.
Oh, that's right, because we have Abel. We got Abel we can throw at first base. He's in double A.
Man, look at you ready to push all these kids up. But where you sit right now, what Boach is going to say, what Chris Young said on Monday, and guess what? Spoiler, I think he's going to say again this next Monday on the G-Bag Nation is, we've got to the point where we just need to focus and try to win every single game because we're still in this. And, like, that's what Boach is going to say later today, I think. That's what Chris Young is going to continue to say. And they're going to tell you they're not out of it because they're right. Even if it feels like they're out of it, when you look at the standings, they're not out of it yet. And that's the response that you're going to get. Even if nothing you've seen from this team leads you to believe they can make the playoffs, which I totally get.
Yeah. Do you think Bochy has a positive thing? Do you think at 12:30, if I said, Boach, what is there positive about this all right now? Because even with the starting pitching being effective at times, because you can see it's wearing them. It is wearing on them.
Right.
Even with that, you still, the negative exists. So I'm trying to find a positive thing, and Seager hit a home run.
So I have a couple. I think you're going to...
The defense is still good.
Yes. I think you're going to undercut one of these for logical reasons. Nathan Eovaldi, and we'll get into this more later, is having a Cy Young-esque season. Jacob DeGrom has been healthy. Now, I realize...
Those are two silver linings. Yes, yeah.
The potential undercut to the DeGrom thing, and we'll certainly
I hate wasting
him.
A Nathan Eovaldi season.
Yes.
This good for yes. him. You know, it feels like you let him down. And man, he's not going to say it, right? He's not going to go into the clubhouse and be like, guys, y'all are letting me down. He's not that guy.
But I think he'll say you're letting yourself down.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, because he's the dude he's supportive. He's there for everybody. But do you think that would matter to those guys? And yes. I don't know if they're just not good or they just aren't. But if he walked in and was like, guys, I need this from you for this last 35 games. We got to go 24-11, like Kevin said, is what he says. Nathan Eovaldi says, Kevin said we got to go 24-11.
Right.
I don't want you guys to waste this last season for me. Please give me everything you got.
I do think that would have an impact on Marcus Semien and a handful of other people.
Sebastian Walcott, probably.
Okay, maybe. I don't know about Sebastian Walcott's intrinsic motivation. I'm probably not going to speak to that right now.
Okay.
Maybe later.
When they bring him up.
But the thing is, I don't know how many people in the clubhouse are like that. I just, unfortunately, it's hard to tell because even when somebody tells you the right thing, you don't know for sure. Because I'm sure everybody will tell you, I'm definitely motivated to do my best. But is that really true? Like when the S hits the fan, are things at its lowest? Are you like, I'm going to pick myself up for me? Or are you like, well, the season's over, so what's the point?
Yeah, you can only have, I'm sorry, clock's good. I got so much more to discuss and we'll talk about it with Boach later.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.